The next technique. Negotiate a position of a private first mortgage and use a new first mortgage. In this technique, you get the holder of a private mortgage on a property you want to buy to move his or her mortgage from a senior or first position to a junior or second position. This enables you to obtain a new first mortgage to buy the property. The technique works well when the private mortgage holder is not willing to discount the mortgage in return for a complete payoff. For this technique, the situation is that you want to buy a property with no money down. A senior mortgage holder is willing to move the mortgage from a senior to a junior position in exchange for a partial payoff of the loan amount. The source is an institutional and/or private lender. The strategy is to offer to pay off part of the private mortgage in exchange for getting it moved from a senior to a junior position. You'd obtain a new first or senior mortgage on the property and use the funds to pay the private mortgage holder the agreed-upon payment and to pay the seller for his or her equity in the property. Let's take a look. A seller has a property on the market for $150,000. And before I go any further, let me comment. I know in many areas of the country, the median price for a home is more than $150,000. In some areas, it's less. And we use $150,000 because it's an easy number to work with, and hopefully it'll make it easier for you to understand the examples. So a seller has a property on the market for $150,000, and there's an existing private first mortgage on the property in the amount of $75,000. To use this technique, you would first ask the private mortgage holder to move his or her mortgage from a first or senior position to a second or junior position in return for a payment of cash, say $25,000. This $25,000 payment reduces the private mortgage from $75,000 to $50,000. Agree to make the $25,000 payment only after a new first mortgage is secured. Second, you put a new $100,000 first mortgage on the property. You use $25,000 of the money received from the first mortgage to pay the private mortgage holder for moving the mortgage position. After you make the payment, you'll still owe the private mortgage holder $50,000, but now in the form of a second mortgage. After you take $25,000 out of the new first mortgage of $100,000, that'll leave $75,000, and you put the remaining $75,000 of the new first mortgage money into the seller's pocket to purchase the property. At the end of this series of transactions, you will have assumed the $50,000 private mortgage, now reduced from $75,000 to $50,000. In addition, you will have paid the seller $75,000 in cash for the property, thereby giving the seller his or her asking price of $150,000. How did we arrive at that? There was an assumable private loan on the property of $75,000, plus in the end we gave the seller $75,000 in cash. You're going to owe $100,000 to the holder of the new first mortgage and $50,000 to the holder of the now second private mortgage for a total of $150,000. Like several other examples, this is not difficult to follow if you have your manual in front of you, and if not, review this technique later when you have the manual.